lots of developments. Things have been changing quickly in this I-95 situation. As most of you, I'm sure, know, I-95 collapsed on Sunday, early Sunday morning, because of a fire that started with a tanker truck. And they are now demolishing a section of I-95 near Cottman Avenue and rebuilding it. And so joining
quickly,
us to talk
they're,
about...
They're rebuilding quickly.
Quickly.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about timeline right now with the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. Governor Shapiro, thank you for joining us on Studio 2.
Good to be with you, Avi. Thanks for having me.
So let's start here with the plan. It's a temporary backfill plan that allows you to reopen some part of this roadway while you work on the permanent replacement for that collapsed bridge. Can you tell us what the other options in play were and why you ultimately did not go with those
sure.
other options?
Yeah, and let me answer your question, if I can, just by kind of taking a half step back to set the stage for how we got to that decision, if
mm-hmm.
I may.
Sure.
Look, obviously, my administration is leading a coordinated effort to reopen I-95 safely and as quickly as possible. And I must say, from the first moments after this devastating collapse, we've not only been on the scene, but we've been coordinating at all levels of government, city, state, federal. Everybody's been great, from the mayor in the city and his team to President Biden and Secretary Buttigieg. The federal government is providing all the resources we need and Philly needs to get this done. Now, how are we going about rebuilding this safely and quickly? Number one, I issued a disaster proclamation to expedite the rebuilding. That allows us to cut through red tape, cut through the BS, draw down all of the possible resources we have, both state and federal. So we took care of that. The second thing we did was immediately begin a 24/7 operation of demolishing the southbound side of I-95, which was structurally compromised, and then removing the piece of the northbound side. That's the side that everybody saw mm-hmm. fall in. Folks told us that was going to take a week or more. I'm pleased to be able to report that we are going to have that done today. Mm-hmm. That'll be about 4 days after we started. Now, while all this was going on, our engineers at PennDOT, under the great leadership of Secretary Mike Carroll, our PennDOT secretary, have been working on various options to rebuild that roadway. Now, this, Avi, gets to the answer to your question,
okay.
right? We want to do this safely. Obviously, that's priority number one. And priority number two is quickly, because we realize we got to get this road reopened. And in effect, what we're going to do is fill in the ground underneath the area that that will be removed on 95, the collapsed. Fill it in with a specially made recycled glass product that's actually made in Delco.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, in effect, build the ground up to road level, which will allow us to pave over that and get traffic moving. That will allow us to have six lanes of traffic, three north, three south, moving at all times. Once that is complete, then we can go about putting the permanent bridge structure in without interruption to traffic, because we'll be able to keep six lanes of traffic moving at all time when we build that bridge, and then remove that recycled fill underneath
right.
and reopen Cottman Avenue. So we took this approach because we thought it was the speediest and the safest approach. And I got to say, it's awesome to see the team do this work. The Philadelphia Building Trades, which are doing this work, pledged to work 24/7 to get this job done, and we're really excited and grateful for their hard work.
And Governor, on the topic of speed, still no timeline for completion here, no estimate for how long this will take, and if so, why can't the government commit to a timeline or at least a rough estimate?
Look, this is all hands on deck, and as I just told you, we are literally working 24/7 to get this done for the good people of Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. And I hope you know this about me, Avi. I am competitive as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I want this to be an example of not only the ingenuity, but the grittiness, the toughness, the capability of all the folks here in Philly who are getting this done, all the people across this state. We are going to get this done as quickly as possible. Now, we want folks to be able to see this progress we're making in real time. So we set up a live stream, which I said we'd have up in a few days. We got it up first thing this morning. Anybody can go check it out. Just go to our website that we set up for this, pa.gov/I-95updates. You can literally see during your program, I want people to watch the live stream and listen to your program at the same
yeah,
time.
Do both, folks.
There are three beams left to be removed during your program, at least one, if not two, of those beams are going to be removed. Folks will be able to see this progress. They'll be able to see the wall being built, the temporary wall, the fill going in. So they'll be able to monitor the progress as time goes on. And I can assure you, we are all hands on deck to get this done as soon as possible.
And I'm with you 100% there. But, Governor, I still want to know why no commitment to a timeline, because I'm sure there are business owners out there that would love to have at least a rough estimate for when they can start to route trucks down this path again. I mean, what is the hesitance there?
There's no hesitance, Avi. What there is an all-hands-on-deck effort to get this done as soon as possible. I said on Sunday when I was out at the scene that it would likely take some number of months. But given the work that's being done, given the speed that people are working at, I'm hopeful it'll be quicker. Let me give you a concrete example of that to back up these words. We assumed, based on what the experts told us, it would be a week or more for demolition. We're done in 4 days. So we are moving as quickly as possible. Obviously, safety is our top concern. And I'm going to keep you all updated on our progress as we go forward and as a more definitive timeline emerges. But everybody can watch the progress, and I'll continue to be available to answer questions and be accessible to the public to monitor our progress.
One more question for you, Governor, before we let you go. And we want to first be respectful to the truck driver, Nathan Moody, who lost his life in this crash. Our sympathies are with his family. He was driving a truck for a company based in New Jersey called TK Transport, Inc. Does the state have a plan to investigate this company? And are there any jurisdictional issues here because they are based in Pensauken?
Well, look, PSP, Pennsylvania State Police investigation, NTSB's investigation, they're in their early stages. Colonel Paris of the state police and the leadership at NTSB, I'm sure, will have more to say in the future. I'm focused on the rebuild right now. I'm focused on making sure we get that done safely and effectively and continue to keep all hands on deck. And as soon as that investigation wraps, we'll report that to the public and we'll take whatever necessary steps that emerge based on the facts of that investigation.
That is Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania. Governor Shapiro, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.